Glass Cannon is a DC and Baltimore-based theater company for work with a classical focus. Next up in their reading series of new plays by local playwrights is And Yet It Moves by Katie Ganim. The reading, directed by Gil Mitchell, will be February 27th and March 1st at Keegan Theater in DC. And the playwright joins me on the phone to talk about it. Welcome, Katie.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
This play draws on a variety of sources, a wide range of sources and inspirations, from the historical trials and tribulations of Galileo and his daughters, to the challenges of a contemporary climatologist and his daughter, to your own father. How do you knit together these various strands in your play?
I started work on this play back in 2019. I was reading a book called Galileo's Daughter by Dava Sobel. And I'd given the book to my dad as a gift when I was little and decided to read it as an adult. And I was struck at the time by how relevant Galileo's trial felt to modern time. And I realized just how often scientists have to defend their work against people that might not be scientifically educated. People are really they're really stubborn when it comes to new information. They don't like to be proven wrong. And I feel like Galileo's trial was in part this issue against the church of being proven wrong. Like the church didn't want to be proven wrong. And I find that to be true nowadays. So I was inspired not only by Galileo's trial, but also the story of his two daughters. The book focuses on his eldest daughter, who is said to be brilliant and would have probably matched her father in scientific discovery if she had been given a chance. But in my play, I decided to also expand on the youngest daughter as well. And I paralleled that to a modern scientist who also has two daughters. Initially, when I wrote it, it was back in 2019, but now I've had to update it.
How does the title, And Yet It Moves, resonate with that?
It took me a long time to figure out the title. There's a story that my dad told me that when Galileo was being led away after his trial, you know, he was forced to recant everything that he said in his book, The Dialogue. He was forced to say that the church is right and I was wrong and I don't believe that the earth goes around the sun. But then it's said, there's a legend that he whispered, and yet it moves, while being led away. So my dad told me this story actually after the first time that this play received a reading back in 2021. And I found it really remarkable, even if it's just a tall tale, even if he never actually said it. I felt that it resonated particularly with climate change because, you know, we can bluster all we want and politicians can debate all they want about the science behind it, but it will keep on warming. And no matter the machinations of men, science will do what it's going to do. The earth is going to do what it's going to do, no matter what we say. So I felt that that title really spoke to both ends of the spectrum for both timelines.
My guest has been Katie Ganim, whose play And Yet It Moves gets a staged reading with Glass Cannon February 27th and March 1st at Keegan Theater. There's more online at glasscannon.org. Thank you so much for sharing those insights.
Thank you.